Okay, we're continuing with the Torah of Kluger. It's very unique to learn. You know, you always wonder why can't we learn Maseiras Yesharim? The Ramchal was great. Let's learn the earlier ones. Why are we learning for a person who lives today? You know, we're in such a lower generation. The answer is that I think, you know, at least once a week, you should always learn from a tzaddik who has his pulse on this generation. And he's speaking for our generation. Again, not that, God forbid, am I saying in any event that the Ramchal is outdated, or that the Maharal is outdated or anything like that, but there's a certain type of, I mean, he's taking from the Maharal and the Ramchal and all the Rabbi Nachman, and really connecting it to the issues that we all have, whether we're Hasidish or whether we're non-Orthodox. It's core issues of our being that we're all going through. So this week is a beautiful topic, and it's called Hamtein. Hamtein. What does Hamtein mean?
Wait.
The Mida of waiting. Okay, what is he talking about waiting? So let's read. This really, I meant to do this, Kavanah is really to do this right after the Chagim, which is almost, it's almost right after the Chagim, but like right after the Chagim, we'll see why in a minute. It's very appropriate for the days after the Chagim. Ha'amtona hi achas natsove achayim kasher ein la'odim berakim la'hamtin la'tzapos zman osaf ad shetitmale shifato asher miachel la. Hamtana is a stage in life that we all have to go through it sometimes, where we have no choice, but we have to wait and look forward until our she'ifa, our longings have been filled. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We have to wait until our she'ifa can be filled. Okay? The matzav zeh, now it seems like a stinky time. It seems like a waiting room. Like, this is horrible. And the like, waiting room is like the worst. I always talk about Tveria being the waiting room for Mashiach, right? Like, it's like, I don't say anything bad about Tveria, but like, it's not considered one of the most beautiful cities in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's true, the Kinneret is very beautiful, but the living of Tveria is a very, very, because it's a waiting room. A waiting room is like, no one wants to be in the waiting room. I either want to be outside, or I want to be in the doctor already. What's this waiting room business? The Hamtana is a very, very tricky place to be in. B'matzav zeh efshel agil l'dei kiloyin einayin v'choser savlonus, we could reach totally impatient. We talk rotzon ashek various times. When I'm done, if you give a regular miucham, I want to get to the place already. What is this business? I can't stand being in this waiting room anymore. Right? Haderech olechet v'anaset kvedu umiyagat v'nefesh shorel lamod kfar lacharia. We're getting really tired about this. Ach yesh derech nosafet v'iliyot betoch ha'amtono v'chayot ota. Oh, beautiful. I'm going to read that line again. So there's one way. That we can live life saying, "What am I there? What am I there? What am I there? What are we going to do?" Like a little child in the car, like my daughter, one of my daughters, Shira, and like literally 2 minutes away from where we have to go, she'll always ask, "When are we getting there?" Literally, and we didn't even leave the driveway, and she's asking, "When are we getting there?" We can live a life of like, "When are we getting there? When are we getting there? When are we getting there?" And life becomes very like, it's very good. It seems like it's very good because you have like this great chief. It's like, "Yeah, I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be there." It seems like a very good thing. But he says like this here. I'm repeating the line. Ach yesh derech nosefet v'liyot betoch ha'amtana ulchayot ota. There's another way. Beautiful line. I'm going to read it again. Ach yesh derech nosefet. There's another way to handle waiting. V'liyot betoch ha'amtana. Leave the hamtana. Leave the waiting. Leave the journey. Ulchayot ota. And live those moments that you're not there yet. That you're on your way there. You're bederech. Right, bederech is a very, very important word in the writings of Rabbi Nachman. Bederech, on the way, like the lost princess. When did Rabbi Nachman tell his Iker story of Amunah of the lost princess? Bederech, on the way. Okay, that's a whole nother class. The Rabbi Nachman stories. That was the other one that I wanted to do. It. I was going back and forth. Rabbi Nachman stories in this one. Lahamtin v'sham lechapes achar amtano tatovet shitofen hashem mizbarach v'chag v'tkufa amtana. To embrace the Hamtan and realize that Hashem put me into this. And therefore, he says, Simna Milti, a nice simon to this is that Hamtein is Osios Matana. That time which we think is so stinks, like, I'm not there yet. And they're like, so you're learning Gemara, you came back Shana Bet. Like, okay, now I'm going to fly through Gemara because I'm Shana Bet. No, you're not there yet. Hamtana, wait. So you can say that this is a really annoying process. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to get there. Or just to embrace the hardships with Gemara, and embrace the not getting through the Gemara, and embrace that time. The question is, how do we embrace such a difficult time? I mean, like, we just want to be there. What he's saying, that life is not all about destination. Life is about a journey. Like, very much like what Rabbi Breidowitz talked about. It's about the journey. Hashem wants us to go on the journey. He doesn't need us to get us to the destinations. It's about the journey. We have to embrace the journey. And to Uman, it's like the biggest thing, the journey. Everything always happens. I tell you, when I took my son there, I'm sorry about the chairs. When I took my son to Uman, so I really, we left like literally 5 minutes after Shabbos. I davened Hashem, listen, my son's 11 years old. He's not a patient kid. He's not going to handle the craziness that goes on. So please, let me just go. Last year was very smooth for me, which made me crazy. Why is it smooth for me? Like, I felt like something was wrong. Like, literally, I got there, got online, yeah, plane left on time. So I said, just let it go smooth for my son, not for me. And we get there, a massive line, people pushing like crazy and everything like that. And fine, things were going smooth, and then we get down to the place where the plane was supposed to leave. And, you know, okay, so flight, you know, whatever the flight, it was some weird airline that I've never heard of. Some Ukrainian, it wasn't Ukrainian International, it was like some other smaller Ukrainian company. And I get down to the boarding place, you know, B3, wherever it was. Get down, I'm like, okay, our flight's not here. Okay, what do we do now? I go up to every lady, your flight, did this flight? No, what are you talking about? I go up to, finally I find like the guy from Derech Tzadikim where we bought the tickets from. And I show him, what about this flight? Like, I don't know that flight. I'm like, show me a ticket. I'm like, walking around. Do you have this flight? It was like, finally, we found a bunch of places of flight. Nobody knows of the flight. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, so what are we going to do now? So we went up, we got a game, and I talked to him about that. We have to have, that Hashem has his ways. We're going to a tzaddik, and Hashem has his ways, and we just have to give up. And again, he's not a patient kid, and it was 12 o'clock at night. Okay, his bedtime is around 8 o'clock. And so we bought a game and we went out to eat and we had tzlichos with the Sfardim, with the Anenu, which was really great. Just the tzlichos alone was so worth it. I'm telling you, if I just turned back, God forbid, I'm happy we made it to Uman, but you know, when we say Dayenu, if I just turned back and went back to Ramat Beit Shemesh, we already got so much of the trip. If we'd be talking to Hashem, we don't complain, we know this, we're going to deal with it. We played like that. I bought him a little game. It was a great game. I got like this little kid Nachman to play, and this kid Nassim to play. And, like, so playing with all the Nachmans and the Nassims, this game, and it was so beautiful. It was like I have pictures of him playing the game with him, and it was so beautiful. I just said, you know, he's a very nervous kid. And I'm a very nervous person. So I just, that's it. This is where I should go. Finally, our flight left at 3 a.m. and a different boarding place. We found that 5 minutes before. Go to Seabird. Everyone's running to see. We get there, the ladies left. Like, no flight, and they took off the flight again. I'm like, oh. Finally, 3 a.m. And then they made an announcement that it, hurry up because if the flight doesn't, like, they're yelling at us. We've been there since 7, at 8 o'clock at night. They're yelling at us, if the flight doesn't leave in the next 10 minutes, we're not leaving until the morning, which you missed Tikkun HaKlali, and you probably don't get to Kiev on time, and you can't go to Uman. Like, you know, we have 10 minutes, and everybody's like running on the flight. And so just that alone, look, just let me get my time at this destination. No, there's so much into the journey. There's so much into getting to where you have to go. It's not about, I have to get to X. There's so much in terms of getting there. The journey, the derech. Chazal eviu et ha-meimra ha-noda ba-bol etayim mesayim v'yado. The Chazal talk about an idea that one who wants to be metayir, one who wants to be purify himself, Hashem helps him. Baham shilom es zadavar l'misha bolim doda far simon. And the Gemara, and that's the same Gemara, they compare it to a very weird comparison. A person has an afar simon. Afar simon was like a very beautiful smelling type thing that varies part of the... And Yericho that had it, it was a very, very, like, they say that the head of the Ketorah, which was a Tzuri, was a Afar Simon, a very, very, very unique, beautiful smelling thing. He didn't say, oh, it's on the shelf there, on the second shelf, just take it from there. What did he say? He said, Ela mevaksho hamtenli adshem dorimcha. Come here, let me weigh it. I want my last smell. I'm going to sell it to you. I want to smell it also. The mocha is very into it. Klomer, af ani amocha chafetz isabek birocha tov. The kachan ten liot kima. Wait a little bit. Let's check it together. Kacha bo the tarsha in lecha reach tov ki reach taroso. What is this gemar v'far simon that the guy selling says, come bring the far simon and we'll slowly weigh it because he wants a good smell. What does this have to do with Hashem saying habo the tar misayno so that Hashem will help someone with tara? What's the connection? Connection says, oh, you want tara? Let's not go so quick. Let's work our way up there. Let's not go quick. Hashem is like, he's enjoying the reich of a person doing tshuva. Even if, you know, the guy goes, I just want the afar simon in my pocket already. I can't, you know, this is taking too long. No, Hashem says, v'yachak v'yochal tara, let me do it together with you. Let me be with you in your tara process. Not your end tahara, your process. Let me help you. Let me help you get to tahara. Being in tahara, okay, that's kadosh tahor. But let me help you get to there. Hashem says that's a connection between the person selling that far simon and that Hashem helps us. That Hashem, he's not just giving us tahara. Here, take tahara. He wants to be part of the process of the tahara, which could take years and years and years and years. Could take a lifetime. Yisod Rabbeinu Hakadosh b'zeh. The Yisod Rabbeinu Hakadosh, the Rabbi Nachman says in the Kutim Maran Torah Vav. That a person wants tahara, a person wants makes a clear decision, a conscious decision in life, that I want to live a life of kedusha v'tahara. And what do I have to get there? And he gets a certain matan, a tafkid called hamtein. Shem Yisbaruch Amelo, bo l'tahar, come, b'imitahar, v'chein etzon liyotimcha, I want to be with you, hamtein, avodim yuchadet yizu, l'hamtein, li'achel od. I want to be with you. There's a process that has to be done. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enjoying this process. He's enjoying being the person of Tahara, even though it's a rocky road. He doesn't have it in his pocket. He doesn't have Tahara in his pocket. There may be even some Yeridas. Like a father that says to his son, I'm not going to give you once a month food. Come to me every day. Because I love seeing you. So too, the Yeshua doesn't come in one moment, right? Maybe you're talking about on a national level, the Geula. Maybe that's why the Geula doesn't come like in one moment, that it comes kima. It comes bit by bit, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enjoying the Jewish people coming back. And he's enjoying, yes, so it's not so perfect, and they have the people fighting, and people this, and people that. But Hashem is enjoying the Geula process of us coming back. Take a Vachashem Vakshin, also Ki Hashem Yisborach. He doesn't want to just sell us that far simon. The mocha wants to be with us for that far simon. He wants to let's slowly. This means so much to me. Let's be modeded. Let's weigh it. Let me package it very nicely. It's very slow. Just give me the darn thing. No. The mocha wants to be part of it. Hashem wants to be. You don't just say, just give me tahara. No, there's a process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves being part of. And we're very close to Hashem in this tahara process. It's not really about the end line. It's about the process of becoming tahara. To make Sefiras HaOmer, like the days of Sefiras HaOmer. Achash HaNeshama Zachdul HaMiru V'Leila Seder. Our Neshama went very, very high levels at the Leila Seder. Okay, we may not know it, but it happened. We don't have to know everything that's happened. We don't have to feel that everything's happening. It could be we even had a bad Seder, and like, you know, our cousin ruined it for everybody, and like, no one could care less about a Divrei Torah, and everyone just went to Rosh Hashanah, and Shulchan Aruch, everybody's looking at stocks, and who knows what. And it wasn't Revilai stock Chabur, it was like a different thing. And everyone's talking about this, and then you try to sing, and no one wants to sing with you. But still, big things were happening to our neshama. Our neshama wasn't connected to all of that. It's always nice to feel a nice Seder, don't get me wrong. But that doesn't mean, just because we have a bad Shabbos, that doesn't mean our neshama wasn't in the same place as if we had a great Shabbos. It's just a matter of how we feel. So we had this unbelievable Seder. How unbelievable it was in those moments when Hashem said, that we know so much that there's Hashem. Mitzido muchan kvar yudi l'kai. Oh, so the Jew says, okay, that's it. I'm at the end place here. Hey, I'm ready. Anochi Hashem l'kecha. Give it to me now. Anochi Hashem l'kecha. Let's have Pesach and the next day Shavuos. Pesach Shavuos. I'm ready to mekabel everything. I'm ready to come out after a Leil Seder. The morning afterwards, Shavuos. You ever notice that the morning after, like, the Seder stinks? You're tired. Davening always never works out, like, some reason, like, the meal, like, the, I don't know. But really, it should be like, now. I'm out of time now. I'm out of time. Give me the Torah. We're at my Har Sinai, right? Let's say a person has a really good day in the base measure. A person has a really finishes a mesechta, finishes a siyum, finishes a big moment of your learning career. That's it. Tomorrow, I'm ready for Sinai now. That's it. I'm ready. And for some reason, it doesn't work like that. Kfar nika nafsho b'na p'chisus marchakis Hashem Yisborach olam lo terem b'harega l'chol zman v'eit nachon l'kach zman tov yoter sheb'eish shvuos tisaper l'cha chakeh ol k'tat. And then what Hashem says, no, now you have to start counting the night after the Seder, start counting. But I'm there already. No, start counting. 1, 2, 3 hazachon l'kach ha'amtona yichol v'atzipia v'yishemachshirus aleva nefesh kliroi l'kabel t'or ritzuya. You have to now bring it into yourselves. You have to now wait. You have to make it into a process. It can't just come like this. If Har Sinai would come the night after the Seder, you are always the low kli kibul. You have no kli to be mekabel the or. That wasn't you at the Seder. That was your neshama. That was your neshama shelo beguf. Your neshama left your guf. Well, you neshama could be mekabel Torah, but that's not our tafkid in the world. What's our tafkid in the world? Neshama beguf. So we have to be machshar guf, and that takes time. Oh no! Don't tell me I have to take care of the guf now. My guf likes to sleep. My guf likes to eat. My guf likes to look at things I shouldn't be looking at. My guf likes to talk about things I shouldn't be. My guf loves to hear things I shouldn't be. Come on, let's just cut the guf out and just neshama. I could do that, but, you know, for that matter, why are you living in this world? Then we have Sfiras HaOmer, which is guf, neshama, the guf, that we mekabel the Torah, not just with our neshama, but also with our guf. We need the moment of Pesach to see that lightning, you know, like as the Rambam talks about, when the lightning hits, it's dark, and you're going up to the mountain, and all of a sudden this lightning hits, and you see the way up, and then it becomes dark again, but you know the way, because the light, we need to see the way, but then we have to work on it. This is your Yitzias Mitzrayim. Go in the Midbar now. Oh, you don't find water in it. Mitzrayim is so great, the Eser Makos, the Kriyas Yamsuf. And then all of a sudden, what happens? There's no water. We're saying, let's go back to Mitzrayim. I didn't really mean it. I'm not so into it as I thought. I'm not that person that I was at the Siyam. Everyone has these thoughts. Let's assume that Shana Bet is total fire. But wait the 2 weeks into YU. I'm not that person anymore. I don't want that. I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, who the heck was I? I wasn't that person. Through this tohu of like, hold on, I was just such an high level. Now what? I have to work towards it now. Now I have to, like, I didn't get the prize right now. But the day after Yom Kippur is it really spiritual day? The day after Yom Kippur, they say it is, you know, we're in the middle of mitzvahs and sukkahs and this and that. I don't know, I'm burnt out at the day after Yom Kippur. This Yom Kippur is a little bit different for me. For the baby, but you're burnt out a little bit. You know, like, I always say, Rav never understands is that the Sunday after the Tzfatula, I said, I hope nobody shows up to daven, because then we could see it was a really hailing in Shabbos. Like, what? If they liked it, they should come to Shachris. I'm like, no. If it was really good, no one's coming to Shachris. The idea is that it doesn't just come like, you know, one time I was at a campfire, and it was really nice. These kids were singing, there was a kumzitz, and it was really real. The kids were really singing. And some guy ruined it. He gets up there, he goes, and if you don't show up to Shachris tomorrow in davening, all of this singing is for nothing. I'm like, what? They're having mochad the gadlus, and then they're going to have mochad the katans. Of course they're not going to wake up for tomorrow. They're tired. It's not like, spirituality is not like some cheap thing, like all of a sudden, like we turn it on and we're on. We turn it on. Dafka after mochad the gadlus, we get, and then we have to build it up. Kli. Every high moment is always going to have you like your drop that you have to build it up. After you go to Uman, oh, if you ask any Breslover after Uman, are they really inspired after Uman? They're like, no. Wait, they wait till Chai Tishrei, from after Rosh Hashanah till Chai Tishrei, which is the Yortzeit Nechon. That's when the Breslover starts waking up. Right, Yom Kippur, he sleeps through the whole Yom Kippur, he's still sick from Uman. The Sukkah is okay, he builds his Sukkah, he's sitting in the Sukkah, he's very tired. All of a sudden, Chai Tishrei comes, like, then he starts reaping the benefit. Then he starts, you know, and sometimes you never know. They say that there are auras that come, I heard this in the Shir last night, that Rabbi Nachman says that there are auras that come, the auras that come on Shmini Atzeret to us, that are not revealed to us until Pesach. There's a period of time. And that's the winter, by the way. The winter is a time that we always go in our hideness. Unfortunately, we're waiting for a real winter. You know, you don't get a winter, you don't get a full winter with it when it's 80 degrees outside. But a real winter is that when you bring in all your stuff and it's snowing and it's raining and pouring outside and it's cold and you just want to be inside and you go inside yourself and you build it up and build it up. Like the trees. The trees in the winter, they hibernate, but they're working so hard during the winter. They're working so hard during the winter. It's not the main thing in the summer. That's already depending on what they worked on. So it always has to be this period of hunting, of now working. Tahara? Okay, I'll give you Tahara, but now you have to work on it. And work on it, and work on it. And you dafka lose all your mochin, in order, all your great, you know, like high level, that it wasn't neshama beguf. Now you have to work, now you have to bring in your guf. And you have to discipline yourself. And you have to work hard. And that's where we lose most people, including myself. Because like, oh, now it's too hard, and this and that, and that. But if we don't know this Torah, what happens? We negate the great moment. We just think that the great moment was like some like, you know, like fluke. But what does Hashem love? What does Hashem love about Am Yisrael? In the land that wasn't Zaruah, what does Hashem love? That the Jews stayed in Har Sinai? No. What is the love of Hashem of Am Yisrael? Koamar Hashem, lech tech acharei b'midbar be'eretz lo Zaruah. I loved you. You trusted me in the midbar when there was nothing. There was nothing. You still trusted me. In those tough times, in the Hamtain period between Mitzrayim and Har Sinai, Hashem doesn't say, oh, my beautiful nation, I'm Mekabel Torah, Har Sinai. Of course you're going to be Mekabel Torah, Har Sinai. We had to do Tchis HaMeisim to get Torah. Who's not going to be Mekabel Torah? It was that Hamtain period of Lech Tech Achor, Babin Barber, that's how I love them. When a person gets a Mitzrayim, okay, life is perfect now. I'm going to have no more nisyonos. Everything's going to be great. That's it. Hashem Elokim. That's it. But then he gets out of Mitzrayim and all these things happen to him. And then we have Yilonu Ha'am. They all complain and all these horrible stories in Bidbar. Let us die, let us go back. I'm not going to read every word. When will we get to our sin already? Meaning, to hold on to the moments of Hamtein, of the moments, not of the Har Sinai moments. That's a gift from Hashem. Not the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a moment from Hashem.
You can
continue. Okay. The meeting, you give me the Zerachim, Erech Apayim, Hashem Yisbarach, Ma'or, Midos, Tova, Ba'olomo, Liyot, Chanun, Verachum, Verchesed, Af, Alpisha, Odom, Enu, Hagun, and that's the Yudgim, the Zerachim, Erech Apayim, Chanun, Verchesed, he's going to wait, and wait, and wait, and wait. Be'midah Savlonus, I understand. Kivyochol, Yoshem, Mitzapat, Shegiyah, Regabo, Yudi, Hagun, Kedai, Tova, Enu, Hashem waits, and that's the idea, that we have to hold on to the Yudgim, the Zerachim, that it's a process. That it's a process, and Hashem understands that process, and Hashem loves that process. Hanhaga is those kaim of gam benafshu shom mifchar bria ben am segula betzem lekov shetzino shorachem emilu mishpia em kol ze yichakel b'chol yom shiyavo hayev shel ahotzi apsos v'arefes miad manashim shey begashis mitchila v'niskar v'lashem yizbarach ach ma hiya Hashem could say, oh, you want to be mitar in a second, boom, no more, you have no more gashis, you have no more taivas, but what will be im yemotzi harefes Yotzi arefes im amoach ma'achas shemu'ur v'kol yachar al kein ha'echach liot matun ad shizakech ma'at ma'at. We can't just get rid of like the dirt and then get the other. We're not ready for it. We have to build it up, ma'at ma'at, rung by rung. Yesh v'adam sober shem yag bepulos keilu beilu yizaris vidachik et hasha acha emeti shein eitz vein tfuna neged Hashem. Some people try to push the time and say, no, I'm there. But don't try to push the clock. You know what happens when you push the clock? The clock pushes you. Shem shelo yol rachik b'kocha pirus. It's just like if you have a banana that's not ready. So what are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to crush it. He's going to start crushing the banana. Right? Oh, now I'm going to get it ready. Right? It's not going to work. It's not going to help. So too, if we're going to crush it and say, let me be ready. Everything in life has man or more la'asot et shelo. Let time do its business. Time is a healer. Time is so valuable when we're using time, when we're going in the right direction. Because I want to know this Gemara right now. Okay, there's she'ifas, but the she'ifa is to work. The she'ifa is to be on that journey. The she'ifa is not, okay, I have to know this and this and this and this and this. That's a matana from Hashem. What does it say? Yagati uma tzati. I found it. What does it mean? I found it. Yagati and I got it. And I found it. It's a mitzia from Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem. The ikur is a she'ifa. Nichnas Yehudi b'darchei avoda. If you're doing your own, obviously if a person is just wasting time and everything like that, saying, this is great, I don't have to do anything, time. Obviously a person has to have a shifus and the person has to be doing his own, but he can't be saying, results. I'm not a Talmud Chacham yet. I've been learning for 3 weeks, and I'm shun a bit, and I gave up college for this, and in 3 weeks, and I'm not a Talmud Chacham yet. What? You have to let time, Vashem odig mor ba'odah b'boa rega. Yesh lahavin, shekola ha'amtonos v'tzufa g'dusha ba'oros m'na yeshua v'nechsevet zu amored lobo b'shlemutu b'sof ha'derech. Kashe yikabel az mevokcho yabit yehud l'mafre v'yir shelo yiyah zocha le'inyonim rabim v'shezocha lehem ilu kibel shebikish take it from yad. If we got it right away, we wouldn't be really zocha to it. It wouldn't be ours. Hashem has a great amtana that he wants to give us, but it has to be through amtana. Now he quotes from Chaim Maoran. We can't push ourselves too much. Alpha meaning push ourselves, not trying, push ourselves for results. Alpha pisha be'emes, I'm not getting through that guy. You try your best. We have to be zoros, and we have to be zealous, and we have to be working hard. And what we can do. And you just can't do it. You have to wait. Sometimes you have to retreat back. Say, I worked very hard here. Now it's a matter of time. Right? Also, when a child is born, when a child is conceived, right? It's such a high moment. The woman's pregnant. But then you have to go through 9 months of... We don't have to go through the hell. The woman has to go through the hell of throwing up, of being not comfortable, of just... Now that it's not comfortable to be pregnant. Like, we go from that moment of conceiving the child, 9 months waiting... till the child is born. The child has to wait. It's a time of hamtana. I don't know if you should say this to your wife, but it's a time of hamtana, and when it's ready, it will come out. It's the same way the world works. It's like this unbelievable moment, and then we have to like walk up the steps. Okay, we're going to skip to hay now, because basically the rest of it is just the same idea. Mikana avona klapi kolin yonos shabem mistapik yudi of ma'isav nechshavim adayim begeder ishtadlus and itzrechas. You put in the normal ishtadlus. You always have to. That's why you have to have a rebbe to be asking what is normal ishtadlus. Let's open up a company. What's the normal ishtadlus to put into that company? What's the normal thing that you have to put in that you say, listen, I did my part? What's your normal hishtadlus in learning? I did my part. What's your normal hishtadlus in becoming mitar in Avodas Hashem? Okay, again, you don't want to raise the bar too low. It's not saying raise the bar low and take it easy. And then raise the bar to where you got to do. Be confident about that. But have a bar. And that don't push that bar too much. I mean, people can push the bar, but then they're not, you know, like, you know, there was a guy one time, some yeshiva that I was learning, like, in a kollel, and, like, this guy was, like, just going way too fast. And I saw it. And it's like, it just didn't fit him. He still spoke like very dirty. Like you could see that the media, you know. But he was learning like crazy, like I've never seen before. And I kept on thinking, this guy, and then he broke apart. He broke apart and did very, very, very bad things when he got to college. Totally broke apart. I don't know where he is today. Hopefully he's doing well. Maybe he built a backup. But he had no bar where, and he was just pushing time. If you're working overdrive, if you're overheating, if you're not healthy, if you're not happy, you're not happy learning. You know, you see guys that learn so much and they're not happy. Okay, again, I'm not into wasting time, and I'm not into this, but you feel you're in overdrive and you're not happy, and you're very tired, and you're very easily to be get angry. And you feel that it's above your you have to be sensitive to this, guys. It's very important to be sensitive. It shows that you're not in the right place. You're pushing it too much. Hashem never asked us to go above our midos. He never asked us to be a wreck and to be depressed and to be tired and to be unhealthy. Hashem never asked us to be that. We're in overdrive. You're in overdrive mode. Just like, and you stop your car. When your car is overheating, if you keep on going, you blow the engine. You stop. Let it cool down. Again, you always have to have a Rebbe, because again, you can always lower your bar too much. And you can always, a person can say, oh, you know, if I'm not going to a movie 3 nights a week, so then I'm killing myself, you know. I went to Achnas to Sefer Torah for an hour and a half, and I was dancing. I'm so tired! I'm so tired! How can I do anything in life now? Because I have to rest for a week straight now, because I danced for an hour and a half, and then I went out to Burger's Bar. Again, you don't want to build it too low.
He goes, yeah, maybe a person reaches place. Maybe he finished Shas. But maybe he ruined his Shalom Bayis along the way. Maybe bulldozed everything around him. Maybe he became an unhealthy, unhappy person. Maybe he has no Shalom in his life. Could you call that Hatzlacha? Person who tamtein understands that he's going to reach the place, right? There's like the story of the turtle and the hare, right? He's going to reach the place, he's going to reach the final line, but he's going to reach it right. He's not going to reach it into a mess. Because what's the point to reach the final line when it's not even you? When like this dibuk of anger, of not happiness. You see it once in a while. I think it's a little more extinct now. But you saw in my days, like when guys like really, when they used to talk about flipping out, this is like the real definition of flipping out, a person who's outside of his kelim. He wasn't enjoying himself. He wasn't this. He was just thinking about his final goal, that I have to be this person. At all costs. Bulldoze everything. Bulldoze everything. And if there's going to be any Rebbe who tells me that I have to calm down and after this and this, he's a Yetzirah.
Right? A person lost something, and like some guy was like carrying like the thing back, and he says, I found something for you. He goes, that's not my thing. Even Margalas Ketana, lo masa kaved kizeg, I'm a cheles koach anosei, shenish lo klav v'klav. I lost a little tiny thing. I didn't lose this like big. This is the guy thinks he's a hero. He's like, oh, I have your massive rock. I have your massive rock. He's, I brought your rock, you know, 5 miles on my back. He goes, but that's not my aved. That's not mine. Mine is a little tiny jewel that you didn't have to work so hard, you know, to carry. So we have to know what is ours. We have to know what is ours.
Kiyotu b'zeh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, asher nilu m'niskar v'lavodos b'sovrim ki avodos Hashem m'masek kazeh dorish kochos rabim m'kvi ha'yicholet. So do we think that avodos Hashem is a certain, you know, yoke on us. Al kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu shavodu kizot masa asher kazeh einu shalok kivyachol. If it's too heavy for you, it's not yours. It's not yours. Again, you have to be very careful this not to undermine yourself and it's not yours. If you're coming down the finish line, but you're all broken and destroyed and everything like that, but it's not yours. But I worked so hard! Yeah.
So you have like a limit, like every person has their limit, and like it's unhealthy to like try to pass your own limit?
I think so.
A growing limit.
Yeah.
But
meaning if a person can do tikkun chatzos every night, since he tikkun chatzos, anything like that, but he's yelling at his children because he's so tired, and he doesn't help his wife, and his wife is going crazy because he can't function during the day. But it's so heavy, and I did it, and I came up the mountain with this heavy rock. But that rock's not yours. Well, what are you doing? This takes a lot of time in meditation and speech. This is really the beginning of many, many conversations and many a proper outlook to life. It's almost dangerous to learn this because you can also get the sense of like, let me just enjoy and be on the phone half the day. Avodas Hashem yipazuk nim yikar ne'ima v'kol ha'asya. Imko yagati b'Yisrael. That's what the pasuk means. Yagata b'Yisrael. If you tried hard, Yisrael, oti shelo, oti kara Yaakov. Kivyochol omer av livno yikiro, ma zot ala al daitcha. V'chi avakeshim cha ma she'encha yachol. Then, lo oti kara Yaakov. I didn't call you Yaakov. You're not my son. If it was that hard, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Right, the Torah is beautiful. The Torah, that's why a woman can't. That's why halacha they say that it's not a woman's mitzvah for pur revu because it can't be so difficult. It can't be so difficult. It can't be that it's her mitzvah because it's so difficult. It's so painful. So he says, pshita. Of course, we have to work hard in our chelik. La'avdo b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem. But it has to be us. Remember, I spoke about wearing the jacket that's too big. Oftentimes, we just want to wear that big jacket, and then we look fine here. But when you go to another person, you go, let's say, to America, and a person looks at your jacket, he goes, "That's so fine. The jacket's so much bigger than you." And like, really? Oof. And you just want to throw the jacket off because the whole time it wasn't you that was growing. You put this thing over you. That wasn't yours. You carried a weight that wasn't yours. It can't be that's what Hashem's asking for us. Okay, and again, the author is a person that probably stays up, probably sleeps 3 hours a day, maybe. You know, you have to understand, like, there's not just some, you know, slouchers just finding excuses, you know, to watch Sunday afternoon football and Sunday night football and Monday night football and this football and that. We're talking about a serious person here. His load is much heavier because he loves it. Okay, you know, I don't want to take off. Maybe we'll split this into two because it's such a massive Indian. We all have to know where to put the bar, and we all have to know that the work, the process, is the ikkar. Again, why are we learning the Gemara today if it's not the bottom line? Because the process is the ikkar, and Hashem wants to be part of the process. He's the person selling the Afar Simon who wants to be part of the sale. He wants to smell it with us. He wants the work. He loves the work. And with work, there's Yuridos and Olios, and Yuridos and Olios. We can't just have our mind on that I have to be at this place. And the litmus test is if we're not happy, if we're carrying too heavy of a weight, then that's not our load. It's not our load. Maybe we should give another class on the opposite problem of carrying too little of a weight. But it's not for now. Rav Kluger, I think he's understanding that. People think that in the classic Musa, I'm not talking about the Musa movement now, who very, 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 everything is about fine person. I mean, think about it in like the fake Musa world. It's like, it's always about pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing yourself. And how many people have been broken because they've been pushed? I know personally, guys are destroyed because of all of that pushing and all of that, and they carried weights that they couldn't weight. And I think to just enjoy the process. to enjoy and to know what is ours. And also to know our chesonos. No, yes, we do chesonos. Sometimes your chesonos could be, if they're yours, they could be a little more beautiful. If you feel, okay, this is mine, and come to terms with it, what you can do, what you can't do, what you're good at, what you're not good at, everyone's going to push you to learn, you know, like, you're Shulam Betz, and you have to learn, yeah, maybe, you should listen to a certain amount, but also know yourself, know what you love, know what works for you. Okay, this is a big Indian. I don't want anybody to misunderstand. Okay.
Thank you. What's the Sefer called?